It was another strong effort for the Nipissing Lakers women's hockey team, as they improved to 7-1-0 on the season. The Lakers picked up their second straight 3-0 shutout victory, blanking the visiting TMU Bold in the first of two meetings this weekend. The Lakers tallied once in the first and twice in the second, and goalie Chantel Sandquist did the rest, turning aside all 15 shots sent her way. Emma Thomas found the back of the net in the first period, scoring what turned out to be the game winner at the 13-19-minute mark. Captain Allison Hayhurst drew the lone assist on the goal. Nipissing scored twice in the second, building on their lead and all but securing the win. Cameron Grooms scored near the midway mark of the period, set up by Thomas, who grabbed her second point of the night, and Lana Durier, who has been piling up points in the last week. Just shy of 2 minutes later, local product Madison Desmarais added to the lead, scoring her second of the season. Maria Domenico and Kara Den Doed picked up helpers. In the third, the Lakers locked things down, limiting TMU to just three shots, as Nipissing recorded their second straight shutout. Sandquist grabbed another shutout, her second straight with her 15 saves, while the Lakers peppered 30 shots at the Bold net. Both teams are back in action Saturday afternoon, hitting the ice at 2:30 p.m. at Memorial Gardens. Lakers men claim a point. The Lakers men's struggles continue as they were seeking their second win of the season Friday night as the Ontario Tech Ridgebacks came to town. In the first contest of the weekend, the Lakers dropped a tough 3-2 overtime decision to Ontario Tech, despite battling back from two goals down late in the game. The Ridgebacks scored in each of the first two periods, jumping out to a 1-0 lead midway through the opening period thanks to a power play goal. They doubled their lead in the second, scoring at the 6:54 mark, and took a two-goal lead into the third period. The Lakers stormed back with two goals in the first 7 minutes of the third. Charles Farmer got the Lakers on the board less than 2 minutes into the period, with Parker Bowman and Max Griffey-Owen drawing assists. Nipissing tied it on the power play just under 5 minutes later when Pascal Vaucourt scored his fourth of the game. Farmer grabbed his second point with an assist, while Matthew Francia had the other helper. The big third period by the Lakers forced overtime, giving Nipissing at least the single point, as they went in search of a second. Unfortunately, the Ridgebacks spoiled a solid effort, scoring midway through the overtime period to escape with the win. Zach Roy was in between the pipes again, finishing with 27 saves in the contest, while Nipissing fired 28 at the Ridgeback's net. The loss drops the Lakers to 1-8-2 on the season and last in the OUA East. The two teams are back on the ice Saturday evening at Memorial Gardens. Game time is set for 5 p.m.